CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. People are coming together to remember some of those lost in Monday's mass shootings in Denver and Lakewood, like Danny Schofield, who was killed where he worked as a tattoo artist at Lucky 13 in Lakewood. One friend, Rich Kimball, says Schofield left his mark on him metaphorically and literally with 10 tattoos.
That's going to be one of the biggest sadnesses of it, is the fact that, you know, he was always moving and shaking and making positive changes in his life. It's just incredibly sad, and it hurts a lot, but that's okay, because pain is part of life, that we deal with that.
Police say the alleged shooter targeted people he knew. Last year's monsoon was one of the driest for Colorado. Scientists now say climate change made that low rainfall more likely. CPR's Miguel Otardo reports.
The American Meteorological Society has a new report on how climate change is influencing extreme weather across the globe. Research meteorologist Andrew Hoyle and his colleagues focused on the 2020 monsoon season, which saw the lowest average rainfall in modern history for the Four Corner states.
We had exceptionally low precipitation over the Southwest, which was really the reemergence of this larger ongoing drought. So we said, wow, well, this is an exceptional event.
Hoyle says learning how humans are worsening the drought is important as leaders decide how to share a dwindling water supply. Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
Colorado's mountains have had heavy snow so far this winter. More than 200 avalanches were recorded over Christmas weekend. One person died. Another snowstorm is on the way, and the avalanche danger could rise to extreme by Friday. Ethan Green is the director of the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. He says people should avoid traveling in avalanche terrain.
It means that we're going to be seeing large avalanches releasing spontaneously. We could see trees destroyed, avalanches running into the valley bottoms. These are very dangerous avalanche conditions.
He says it's relatively rare for the Avalanche Center to issue an extreme danger rating. This is CPR News.